Plasma and Ascension, Becoming a Light Being, November 12, 2020. Plasmas are the most common form of matter, making up more than 99% of the visible space in the universe. Plasma exists throughout the entire solar system and beyond. Yet very few people are aware of plasma or what it is. When we observe the night sky, we are seeing luminous spheres of plasma that are held together by their own internal magnetic field. The nearest luminous sphere of plasma to us is the Sun. Plasmas are electromagnetic systems made from clusters of particles, which have an overall zero net charge. Plasma can also be described as an ionized gas within an electrically neutral medium, or in groups of unbound positive and negative particles. Plasmas are extremely conductive, and they carry electrical currents and generate magnetic fields. Plasma, the fourth state of matter, is a type of gaseous substance that consists of ions and free electrons. However, gases and plasmas are different states of matter. Plasmas display very distinct properties and complexities, which far exceed those found in gases or other states of matter. A distinguishing quality of plasma is that it has collective behavior, which changes its impact in a field, based upon the whole. It is difficult to study because it is extremely hot and does not have a definite shape or volume unless it is enclosed in a container. A plasma can be created by heating gas or exposing matter to a strong force or electromagnetic signal. Heating plasma changes the number of electrons, which create positive or negative charged particles called ions. When plasma is cooled, the positive ions and electrons combine to form atoms, which creates gas. Plasmas are extremely hot, and when they cool, they lose their charge and transform their state. The human body is made up of atoms and ions. Therefore, the human body is able to experience a biological ionization process that generates plasma when exposed to certain forces. During the ascension cycle, the human body potentially goes through an alchemical process that generates the internal plasma light. This is what builds the etheric light body structure for the higher consciousness body to function. To generate and build our plasma light body, we need an abundance of energy. To receive an abundance of energy, we must devote our personal energy and direct our consciousness and spiritual development. We conserve our energy so that we can direct more energy towards expanding our consciousness. This is how we learn to build and exchange energy with the God Source fields. As we meditate and patiently build our internal energy to achieve inner balance, we stop energy leaks and wasting energy. We increase our direct connection to the God Source, which helps us to direct personal energy to spark the plasma light. The silicate matrix DNA template is the original human crystalline blueprint that is activated in the human body when contact or connection is made with plasma light. In plasma physics, plasma is not commonly considered to be solid. However, particles when mixed with plasma can create solid states of plasmic-infused matter. This is what is happening through the expansion of consciousness within the ascending human bodies on the Earth. Plasmas may be transmuted into solid matter through applied electromagnetic forces of heat and energy that are created by the human body's natural biospiritual function. The human body is a natural resonator that interacts and responds to harmonic oscillations or vibrating systems of the energy in the environment. Essentially, what this means is that the human body, when in its natural state, is able to stay in balance and harmonize the field. If displaced from its balanced position, from exposure to discordant or disruptive energetic forces, the body will naturally apply restoring forces that return it back into energetic balance. If the body is given access to an abundant supply of life force energy, it will begin to automatically heal itself. This means we must do all we can to return to our most authentic and natural state of being through holding meditative states of inner stillness every day. We still our mind by reprogramming our thoughts away from the negative ego and mind control that we have been exposed to. When we hold present moment awareness, with no thoughts, we are the most authentic in our true nature. While we prolong our natural states of being in the now moment, we experience forces of restoration that return our consciousness and body back into balance. When this energetic balance occurs, the color wave spectrum and frequency state of that matter, our physical body, is shifted into crystalline patterns and more complex colors of arrangement. Plasma, when exposed to magnetic fields, form filament structures that form bonds that interconnect with all other states of matter. So as an ascending human develops the ability to embody plasmic light, these filaments are directly experienced as interconnected lines of light that connect to everything and everyone. This includes the state of consciousness, which can truly experience oneness or unity. This is how we get solid plasma. It is made possible through the amazing alchemical process of the ascending human body. By directing our consciousness to connect our body and our particles to plasma light, electrons collect on the particles and start to create a plasmic crystalline structure that builds filaments, which connect and communicate with all things. Lisa Renee. See source link. https://www.disclosurenews.it/plasma-and-ascension/